Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Leon Culberson. Batting second, the right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting third, the first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Babe Barna. Batting seventh, the catcher, Roy Partee. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Oscar Judd. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Oscar Judd. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second, the shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting third, the left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Don Ross. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Rudy York. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth, the catcher, Al Unser. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. And now, play ball. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover strikes out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Babe Barna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barna takes first base on ball four. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake strikes out. One out. Oscar Judd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judd hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. two outs. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Culberson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Culberson. The throw from Unser and he is safe. Culberson steals second. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Al Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-1 in the game. Lupien takes first base on ball 4. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tabor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lupien moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr bunts for an out with unknown description. Lupien moves to third. Tabor moves to second. One out. Babe Barna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barna is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Barna strikes out. Two outs. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0-for-1 in the game. Partee hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoover hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-1 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Oscar Judd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judd is 0-for-1 in the game. Judd hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Culberson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rudy Yurk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yurk is 0 for 1 in the game. Yurk hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dixie Parsons now catching. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lupien hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Tabor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wakefield. Tabor reaches second base with a double. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Tabor moves to third. Two outs. Babe Barna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barna is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Barna hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tabor scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0 for 2 in the game. Partee hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trout hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoover hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 2 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kramer moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 2 in the game. Lake hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Lake reaches second base with a double. Oscar Judd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judd is 0 for 2 in the game. Judd bunts towards the mound. Trout fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lake moves to third. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. Culberson hits a pop-up for an out with unknown description. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Lake scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Parsons and he is safe. Fox steals second. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lupien hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 2 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. York takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Tabor hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Babe Barna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barna is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Barna takes first base on ball 4. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0 for 3 in the game. Partee takes first base on ball 4. Barna moves to second. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lake hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons takes first base on ball 4. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Judd fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Judd. Parsons moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kramer bunts towards the mound. Judd fields it and throws to third for the out. Trout moves to second. 1 out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoover hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Trout moves to third. 2 outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Partee for a passed ball. Trout scores. Hoover moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoover scores. That run is unearned. It's Red Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 3 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Oscar Judd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judd is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Judd strikes out. 1 out. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Culberson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ross throws the ball into Hoover, who tags Culberson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Lupien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Tabor hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Fox moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 3 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Barna. Ross reaches second base with a double. Charlie Metro pinch runs for Don Ross. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, York takes first base on ball 4. Mike Riba now pitching. Johnny Lazor now playing left field. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth bunts towards first. Lupien fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lupien. Metro moves to third. York moves to second. Ned Harris pinch hits for Dixie Parsons. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Metro scores. York moves to third. Bloodworth moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.